Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. Whenever you say, I've seen it all. Now, maybe in sports I've seen it all, but then what happened last night at the Academy Awards? I've never seen that before, and we may not see that again. That'll stay with those two for the rest of their lives. Certainly with Chris Rock. But Will Smith had this wonderful night where you win the Academy Award, but you have this contentious moment with Chris Rock. You know, you kind of hijacked the Academy Awards. Yes, you're defending your wife. Can you defend your wife privately with Chris Rock? Can you just grab him and say, I want to talk to you? I don't know what else is attached to it, but I'm just watching it, and I don't know Will Smith. I know Chris Rock pretty well, but you're watching it, and I don't think Will Smith was bothered until he realized his wife was bothered, and that's when I thought maybe it's a bit. He's going to walk up there, and then he's going to act like he's going to go after Chris. Then they'll laugh, and then he'll sit down, and then Chris will say, and Will should be up here in a couple of minutes. He's there for the Best Actor Award. I mean, that's what I sensed when I'm watching it. But even Hollywood couldn't script that. Hollywood have scripted it that way, not what happened. And you just went, did that just happen? And you realize it did. Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight set to join us. He's got a really busy morning, day, because he was there covering the Academy Awards. I got to know what's going on backstage. Normally, you get to be backstage when somebody comes off and they've won the award. I don't know if Kevin Frazier had a chance to talk to either one of those guys. And then there's an after party. Did they go to the after party? So we'll talk to Kevin. He'll join us coming up. More phone calls as well, as we always do, best and worst of the weekend. Some of the sports headlines. Overtime rule is in play at the NFL owners meeting. And if you're just joining us, these are the scenarios that they're going to vote on. Scenario one, brought up by the Colts and the Eagles. Both teams will be allowed at least one possession in overtime. Number two, The Titans' proposal calls for both teams to get at least one possession unless the team that opens overtime with the ball scores a touchdown, then converts a two-point attempt. 24 of the 32 teams need to approve the rule. Last time overtime rules were changed was 2017. So that's the big moment, big news at the owners' meetings. That's about it. But that is going to be voted on, and 24 of the 42 have to agree on it. Let's see. What else do we have? We got our final four, and this is the way it usually is. We love the first 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, it's hard for a team to be able to win six consecutive games. You have to be geared towards a six-game run. You know, St. Peter's goes in and it's like, I don't know, let's see what we can do against Kentucky. Wait, we just beat Kentucky. And then Murray State, Purdue, and then all of a sudden you got North Carolina. Just the totality of that is just difficult for these smaller schools because they're not used to facing that kind of competition night in and night out, game in and game out. But Duke, North Carolina, Villanova, Kansas go to the Final Four. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Let's go around the room, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Todd, I'll start with you. Todd joining us via Zoom. If you're watching on Peacock, he had some traveling issues. Apparently not the same issues that Seton had, even though they came from the same location. And Todd, if you had a do-over, what would you have done differently? Because Seton is here.
I don't know. I was desperate. I was driving around. I was about a half hour away, and the roads were slippery, and I was trying to get on the highway, and the police were blocking it off. I asked the officer what would be another way to go, because every time I checked my GPS and Waze and everything, it kept taking me in circles back to that same on-ramp that was blocked, and the police officer offered no explanation or suggestions, and I had a window to make a decision. If I head back home, I can get back in time to at least be part of the show by Zoom from the beginning, and that's what I decided to do.
Okay. Best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. Duke's Elite Eight win over Arkansas Sally sends Coach K to a record-setting 13th Final Four appearance. Breaks a tie between him and the Wizard of Westwood, legendary UCLA coach John Wooden. So he's got 13 ahead of John Wooden. Worst of the weekend also on Saturday, Cougars' poor shooting against Nova. They scored only 44, went 1-for-20 from three-point land. 9-of-14 from the foul line. Guard Kyler Edwards' field goal shooting, 1-of-12. Wildcats, 50 points, enough to advance.
Seton O'Connor, who got to work today. Best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Dan. U.S. men's national team one step closer to qualifying for the World Cup. Let's go. They beat Panama 5-1. The only way they don't qualify now is if they lose by six or more goals to Costa Rica on Wednesday, which I think the last time they got beat that bad was in the 70s. So it's not impossible. They haven't qualified yet. But it's highly unlikely they'll get beat that bad.
Okay.
My worst of the weekend, though, was that after beating Panama 5-1, they broke out these banners that said thank you, fans, on one of them. And on the other one, it says qualified.
Ooh.
No, you sure didn't yet. I understand that it's unlikely, but no.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Yesterday, hey, there was something else besides Will Smith during the Oscars. White Man Can't Jump reunion. Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes, Rosie Perez out on stage to celebrate their 30th anniversary. They were missing Marcus Johnson, but that's another story. Worst of the weekend, both Elite Eight games yesterday, just bad and just blowouts. Feel bad for St. Peter's, but good run.
Yeah, they're doing a remake of White Man Can't Jump, but I don't think Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson are in doing anything in that movie. And Rosie Perez. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
By the way, Woody Harrelson was on stage giving the award last night. He goes, this is the most words I've ever said at the Academy Awards, like referencing the fact that he's been nominated but never won. He never gave him a little ovation. Best, worst, LeBron James, 39-9-5. Typical game for LeBron, and they lost to the Pelicans. And this is one they really needed. This wasn't like a casual loss. This is they're starting to get in danger of losing that last playoff spot and the Spurs getting it. Best of the weekend, I watched a lot of the Hornets, Nets. Yeah, I did. LaMelo Ball felt like the best player on the court in that game. I know he's not, you know, every game with Durant, those guys. LaMelo Ball felt legit, like beyond just good highlights, but great player legit.
Yeah, I watched some of that game. And this, remember when everybody wanted to make them the new Shaq and Kobe? And, you know, we realized that they're not. With James Harden, watch that. And I watched the Nets with Kyrie. Kyrie's first game at home. All right, he's going to come out on fire. No, he did not. And I don't want him to be acting like a martyr here. that he got to come back and, you know, whatever. I'm glad he's playing. Just play. You don't have to tell me about anything else. Just play. That's all I care about. I want to watch you play basketball. But watching the Nets play against the Hornets and watching the Sixers against the Suns, and James Harden is a concern for me. It just, I'm waiting for a big moment where he plays big. And here we go with the playoffs again. I mean, you should be ready to go. No excuses here. You're on the team that you want, right? Kyrie, Durant, you're well-rested. Let's go. Let's play. I mean, LeBron's doing everything he can possibly do. It's just, it's not a good team. And this is more about LeBron the individual because the team isn't any good. But he played well, and they lost again. You lose to the Pelicans. They had a 23-point lead. But no, watching Kyrie and that game against the Hornets, I just thought that this is his first game back. He's going to play at home. It'd be a big deal. And then James Harden, there are times when you just feel like, I don't even know if he wants to be out there or he cares. Because I never feel like he's got that passion, that it means so much to him. And maybe it's just not in his DNA. But I'm looking for that with James Harden. I want him to want to be great in these big moments. And he's been incredible, but they're games that don't mean anything. I'm waiting for a game that truly means something where he plays in accordance to that. Michael in Indiana. Hey, Mike, best and worst of the weekend.
Morning, Dan, and good morning to everyone physically present in the man cave today. Fourth time, long time, and a shout-out to Penny from my dogs. Best and worst of the weekend. Worst was Friday night as I carried out my annual tradition of watching my alma mater, Purdue, crush my hopes and dreams, this time losing to a team whose mascot is a peacock. However, the best of the weekend was on Saturday morning when I decided to give up on my hopes and dreams, so now I just don't feel anything. Also, a mildly interesting fact of the day, Purdue lost 8 games this year. In each case but one, the team that beat them lost their next game.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Keep your head up. Yeah, I thought, okay, Purdue, you've been through the ringer. You know, you play in a tough conference. I think they had the most tournament teams, and they didn't show up. But I go back to the Kentucky game. If you look at the point spreads, and I don't bet, and there's a reason why. St. Peter's was an 18-point underdog against Kentucky, an 8.5-point underdog against Murray State, a 13-point underdog against Purdue. North Carolina was favored by 8 against St. Peter's. If I was going to bet any of those games, it would have been North Carolina because I just thought St. Peter's had to be gassed. Had to be. Is Kevin Frazier set to join us there, Paul?
About a minute. He's hooking up. He's being pulled in a few directions for ET right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, they're wall-to-wall coverage.
Okay.
As you can imagine.
Because he might be taping some stuff with Nichelle Turner, the co-host of Entertainment Tonight.
What I most want to know, I think, is what does Chris Rock do when he leaves the stage? Because there's no cameras back there. We don't get that insider stuff. I can't imagine where. Does Chris Rock get led to a dressing room? Does he get led to his car? Is he hanging out? Does he talk to the media? Because I think even the presenters go and talk to the media if they want afterwards. I'm dying to know that.
Does he go to an after party? Do you feel like going to an after party? Yes, he.
Well, another thing that continues to make this more and more bizarre for me is that there's all this video of like Will Smith at the after party dancing, singing, getting jiggy with it, like all this crazy stuff. And he's like having a blast. Like, yeah, did it. Yeah. Won. Yeah.
They were playing his music, his songs at the after party. And he was dancing.
Like nothing.
Yeah, like nothing. Hey, Will, do you remember what happened with Chris Rock? Huh? No. What happened? I'm a vessel here. Yes, Paulie.
Can he just do that? Can he just pretend last night didn't happen, that he didn't hit someone who was standing there with his arms down? I'm guessing. I know, you know, Chris Rock's not doing anything about it. He's not going to press charges. But can you just move on with your lives?
Could you press charges?
Yes. They said TMZ and a few other places reported that the LAPD at some point last night contacted Chris Rock or his people and asked. And the report from a couple places said Chris Rock did not decline to press charges. when asked. Again, who knows who asked him?
So police wanted to know if he wanted to press charges?
I saw three different reports that said police contacted either Chris Rock or his people or someone backstage. I'm sure there's security and actual cops back there.
Well, there was nobody preventing Will Smith from going on stage. I know that. Seton, update the poll results if you can.
Poll results, Dan, we got who you got from March Madness. Right now, 38% of the audience like Duke, another 27% with Kansas and Villanova, North Carolina, sort of splitting the bottom there.
Kevin Frazier's joining us with Nichelle Turner. Whoa, how about this bonus coverage here? Hi, guys. How much sleep have we had?
None at all.
What a night, Dan.
I'm like the bonus Jonas today. Like,
no. Nichelle, I would have taken just you instead of Kay Frey.
That makes me feel better.
I have texted Kevin a few times about how great you are on Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, he has.
Well,
yes,
I am a longtime fan of yours and the show, Dan, so I've been listening and watching you guys for the longest, so I'm actually honored to be on with you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's great to have you guys on, and thank you. I know you guys are busy today. All right. Where do you want to start here?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Let's start with this, Dan. Here's where we should start. Okay. That throughout his run, Will has been emotional about what's going on. And he and Nichelle talked after the SAG Awards, and Will broke down in tears talking about that he needed to protect women, especially the women around him.
Right. The black women around him is what he said specifically. He feels a charge now that his life is taking a different direction. And he told me that he feels like he needs to stand in the gap and stand in protection of these women. And he was really emotional and actually took pride in the fact that he felt like he had been doing that through this making of this movie, King Richard, and then on the award season stage, that he has been really standing in protection of these women. Now, Dan, we all know there was more stuff going on than just that joke. Because you just tell that joke any other time, you don't get that response. Something else was
There was 2016 where Chris really went in on Jada for boycotting the Oscars. And
then they've been the butt of the jokes for months and months and months. So I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses for what he did, because we also should say unapologetically, it was wrong to walk on that stage, not say a word to that man and slap him in his face. That was wild. It's the wildest thing that I have ever seen.
What happens backstage? Are you guys backstage?
We're not backstage, and they don't go backstage.
Will went right back to his seat.
He went to his seat. So Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington came over, and they began to talk to him.
This happened in the commercial break.
And Will is visibly upset.
He's crying.
And then Bradley Cooper comes over and hugs him and talks to him and gives him words of encouragement. His publicist, Meredith O'Sullivan, as the break is ending, comes out to check on him. She kneels down next to him. Tiffany Haddish is talking to Jada and whispering in her ear. Everyone is trying to pull it back together.
But nobody's checking on Chris.
That's my question.
Who's checking on Chris?
Where does Chris go?
Well, we were asking that last night. Kevin and I were like, where is Chris? Did anybody see him backstage? Did anybody check? Nobody saw Chris. Chris just vamped. He left. And so nobody's seen him since.
No.
We don't know where he is.
We haven't heard from him.
No, we don't know anything about what's going on with him. But Will, after he was emotional after winning, somehow managed to put it all back together, and he went out. He went to the Vanity Fair party.
Can we show the video to them?
Oh, can you guys see it? Yeah, let's see if we can roll what happened with Will after the show.
Vanity Fair party, and he was in a mix.
He was rapping.
So he's dancing with his Academy Award.
Yes.
To his own music.
Yes.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, that he definitely was. Dan, though, can I just say, and like, I'm trying to make sense of it. My soul is stretched from one side of this room to the other. I'm actually very sad about the whole thing.
That's the thing.
I'm just really sad about all of it, because I thought the joke was in poor taste, but it was a joke. And we know Chris Rock does that acerbic comedy. I thought that Will's reaction was wild. I thought that the fact that it created this domino effect and it robbed amazing moments from everybody else in that room. We're not talking about some of the history making moments, and the fact that it was a great show.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really good show. We haven't seen a great Oscars in many, many, many moons.
In a long time.
And so I think that just the fact that nobody is getting their shine except for, you know, Will chin checking Chris, it's sad to me.
What happens the rest of the week with this?
Oh, boy.
Well, first, we've got to hear from Chris.
We've
got to hear from Chris.
And
that's the most important thing. And his reaction, because you have to also understand this. Chris is getting ready to go on tour with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Now,
that's material.
Is this new material? And will that material really, really go after the Smiths?
Well, I thought that was going to happen, though. You could see Chris when he went, oh, I... And I thought, you're going to slap me, but you didn't slap somebody else in your own house, your life, wife.
You didn't slap August.
August Alsina is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes. That's what people are saying. Like, chin checked him for a joke, but why? You know, listen, I do think that this creates material. Chris did a comedy bit called Never Scared, remember?
How about Red Table Talks, that Chris shows up with Jada?
Please let that happen.
That's the other thing we talked about. Because if he went to the red table, the conversation between he and Will would be epic. Jada would get her part in, but I want to hear what he has to say to Will. And man to man, because you're going to have a man moment. Because Chris has come back as a man.
Chris is also from Bed-Stuy. So Will's from Philly. Chris is from Bed-Stuy. Both of those fellas, like, know what it is. Both of them come from...
And where are your guys? Where are your boys?
Where was security last night? That's what I want to know.
Because I think, Dan, everybody in the place was confused. They thought it was a bit. It's Will Smith. He laughs it off. This is Will just having fun. He's going to go up and he's going to shake up Chris and ha, 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 funny, funny, and go back to his seat.
Chris thought it was a bit. He called that man Richard when he walked in. He was like, ha, 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 Richard. It was a lot.
And then you heard the hit, and then I went, that's no skit.
Listen, it was so loud and pronounced, I thought that it was a skit because I
thought
they added on it. No, I thought they added sound into it.
No.
It was just that harsh. I was like, oh, that was a bit. And then when he went back to the seat and started yelling, I was like, oh, but that wasn't a bit.
And for the television audience, they cut the sound so quickly that then everyone was kind of confused. And they're like, is my remote? Yeah. Did somebody sit on the remote? What the hell? Did somebody turn the channel?
The only thing I could make out from the lip reading was my... like that. So that's the only thing. And then when we saw, like, thank goodness for, like, Australian and Japanese television who had the uncensored bits.
Yes.
And we saw it.
And Lupita Nyong'o's face.
Oh, boy.
Lupita Nyong'o was just like, ooh.
Your day is easy today. You got, right? You got a lot to talk about.
We're earning a paycheck today, Dan. That's for sure.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Can we talk about the NBA playoffs next time?
Next time we can. Next time we'll break it down. We'll break down, you know, what's going on with the Lakers and James
Harden.
Well,
our friend Shaquille O'Neal won an Oscar, and Steph Curry, they won Oscars last night. So there you go.
But overshadowed by the slap.
Nobody's talking about it today.
Absolutely.
Nobody's talking about it. We'll be watching. I know tonight I will when Entertainment Tonight comes on. It's 7:30 Eastern. Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
Always
thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having us.
Nichelle Turner and her sidekick, Kevin Frazier, there. Nobody covers this story like we do.
Nailed it.
Oh, that was awesome.
Man, you could tell they've been up all night. They got some stuff to do today. This is nothing. You know, can't find Chris Rock. I know he contacted Adam Sandler last night, but I know that whether they text or talked, but because I reached out to Sandler this morning. I'm like, man, how's your boy Rock doing? He's like, yeah, he's doing okay. A little weird, but it's pretty, he's doing okay. Yeah, Paul.
Grown Ups 3 got a whole new script. You could write this in about an hour and a half.
Wait, haven't I done Grown Ups 3 or is it just Grown Ups 2?
Maybe it's 4. I don't know.
I've forgotten. Yes, Eaton.
That made me kind of sad hearing that. About Chris Rock.
What, that he just left?
Yeah, that like everybody's like, Will, are you okay?
I know.
Oh my God, Will. Will's crying.
Will won an Academy Award.
Will, Jada, are you okay? By the way, where's Chris? Yeah. Is his eye swollen yet? Don't even checked on the dude.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. Once again, my thanks to Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight. We're back after this. Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, yes, I did. The Love Sack. We got a chance to we sat on the Love Sack today. And the Love Sack Sactionals, Stealth Tech, it's ruined it for us. Because it's called the most adaptable couch. You kind of configure it how you want to. But what is going to jump out, aside from the comfort there, the looks of it, stealth tech, it's a system that blows us away. The fabric-specific, layout-specific tuning, and the audio that's in the couch itself, it is an incredible sound. And it's all Dolby Digital surround sound, Harman Kardon, convenient wireless charging. I'm charging my phone on the couch now. All the features seamlessly hidden inside the endlessly adaptable Sactionals platform. Get ready for an unparalleled immersive audio experience. You can also control your listening experience through the Lovesac Stealth Tech app. The world's most adaptable couch now features Lovesac Stealth Tech. Learn more about Lovesac and Stealth Tech on lovesac.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Not your normal day, let's put it that way. We've been through a lot on this show all the years, and then you have a story where you're going, I don't even know what to say about this, but what happened at the Academy Awards last night? That is the biggest story right now going on. But I like how everybody was trying to comfort Will Smith. Nobody was trying to comfort Chris Rock. He's the one that got hit. Will ended up with the Academy Award. Chris Rock didn't end up with anything here. By the way, Augusta National, one of golf's greatest stages, hosts the world's best amateurs, Augusta National Women's Amateur. That'll be Saturday, 12 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com, download the app. It was a great run for St. Peter's, their head coach, Shaheen Holloway, who is probably going to get the Seton Hall job. He talked about what he'll remember about this tournament.
What are you going to remember the most about the last few weeks here?
You know, that a group of guys came in here, no one gave a chance to, no one believed in, but the people in our locker room and the people on, you know, that's in our program and made history. You know, they shocked the world. They, you know, you got guys that's going to be remembered for things that they could tell their kids and grandkids. And like, it's a story within the story. So I'm super proud of these guys. So they came in and made history. St. Peter's did it, point blank period. And I'm ending on that. St. Peter's made it to the Elite Eight. Great story. You guys should write a lot about it.
Yep, it was a lot of fun. And we normally get one or two of those stories every single March Madness where it's a school that you might not even know where it is. Or maybe a coach, might not know who he is. And then you get that combination. Shaheen Holloway was a good college player. St. Peter's, where is it? Jersey City. Oh, okay. And who do they play? And then you realize who they're playing against. And then they go against Kentucky. And then you start to watch. And a lot of times what happens with underdogs, and I remember talking to a former NCAA coach, and I said, what happens when, and he had lost to an underdog team in the tournament. And he said, you can see their confidence growing and your team's confidence diminishing. He said, you see it. Now, you tell your players, treat them like they're the best team in the world. But you can see it, you know, they sort of stare at you like, really, this team? But he said, when the moment happens, you're just trying to grab them to say, it's happening, and I told you it was going to happen, but it's too late because their confidence will trump your lack of confidence or the fact that you're starting to doubt a little bit. And you got to see that in the Kentucky game because I kept thinking, okay, and a lot of people had Kentucky going to the Final Four, and you're watching, you're going, you got to grab your team here. And you know what it was with St. Peter's is you don't prepare for them. You're not preparing for that style. But then you're in the moment and you're like, we should have prepared. When you play Army football, you're like, nah, we don't need it. I mean, it's Army. And then all of a sudden you're Oklahoma and you're, you know, going into overtime against Army at Oklahoma. Yeah, we should have prepared a little bit more. But St. Peter's, that style, you know, that it could only take them so far because you got to win six consecutive games. And it was a great run. But I love those moments. Now, March Madness is not what it once was. We don't know the names. We still know the coaches. But you get those moments, those storylines, and some things never change. And that's great. Yeah, Paul.
What I really like is that how NIL money worked here a little bit. The kid, is it Edert, Doug Edert? The guard with the mustache and the big hair who looks like James Franco or whatever. He got some NIL money off Buffalo Wild Wings. And he had that, you know, two-week little run of fame, and he was able to capitalize on it. I don't know how much, but he was able to capitalize.
Yeah. I mean, if you got $50,000 or more, I mean, that's what name, image, and likeness should be all about. Let's attach, you know, this sponsorship to you for the next 2 weeks. And if you can monetize that, great. You know, that's what I love about name, image, and likeness, when it helps those who aren't the big names who are going to be playing professionally. Couple of phone calls. Brandy in Iowa's back. Hi, Brandy. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Best, just like Seton, got buried by the Oscars a little bit at the same time, but the U.S. men's team finally putting some goals on the board. No real worst. I mean, it was an all-sports weekend. This is the best time of the year to me when you have all the sports going. And then as a side note, I'm surprised, and maybe this is too soon, but poll question, would you rather get slapped by a celebrity like Will Smith or maybe Marvin for less impact?
Oh, wow, because of the smaller hands. Oh. Too soon for the hand joke, Murph.
Come on. He's the Fresh Prince. My last name is Prince.
Oh.
There's a lot of pent-up anger between both of us.
That's right. Were you ever called the Fresh Prince?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't fresh, but,
yeah,
you know, last name. Somebody would say, oh, Prince. And my mom was like, oh, why don't they call you Marvin? And they were like, because they think the name Marvin is stupid.
Dang. Dang.
Like, Prince just sounds way cooler than Marvin.
Yeah.
I was named after some R&B singer who got killed by his father.
Do you want to be, oh, Marvin Gaye? You would get that too?
Oh, all the, look, I got into my first fight because somebody, Marvin just kept Gaye. Going, Marvin Gaye. And yeah. I was like, that's not funny. And I was like, 10, you know.
I thought it was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Do you want to?
It could have been also.
Do you want to be just Prince?
Oh, no, Marvin's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is?
No, it's not cool. But it's okay if you call me Marvin. That's all right.
This according to a Hollywood Reporter, after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars, fellow actor nominee Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry comforted him in his acceptance speech. Will Smith said Washington told him, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you. Once again, nobody's checking on Chris Rock. He just had a stupid joke. He got smacked on stage. I just want to know what happened afterwards. Like, what do you do if you're Chris Rock? Because I don't think he's a drinker. Like, you just go where? Yes, Danmore.
You know what's crazy? So, Questlove, who won the Academy Award right after that for a best documentary.
Yeah.
Chris Rock had to stand there and present. And he was just standing there. And I could see, like, Quest kind of saying something to Chris as they're walking, you know, backstage or whatever. I don't know what was said, but he had to stay out there for the, you know, acceptance.
Got to finish the category there. Rick in Florida. Hi, Rick. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, DP.
Hi, Rick.
On the day after the slap scene around the world, I mean, Ralph Frank and Bobby Thompson don't have nothing on Will Smith and Chris Rock. But, good morning to the front row, back row. And welcome aboard, Many Hands Marvin. DP, I have two best or worst and a song for Fritzy, if I may.
Okay.
My first best is the Cardinals bringing Albert Pujols back home to finish his career where he should have stayed all along for $200 million that they offered him.
Yeah.
My second best is my Canes making it to the first ever Elite Eight. My worst is my Canes' second half meltdown against Kansas and not being able to go to the Final Four. And my song for Fritzy comes from the great heartland of Indiana. John Cougar Mellencamp, are you ready?
Yep.
M-O-C-K in the USA. M-O-C-K in the USA. M-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Mocking headlines in the USA.
All right, well, thank you, Rick. Seton has a problem if you take the word rock and then you make that mock. It's lazy.
Yeah. No offense.
No offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and although it kind of fits, like, say, I felt like Todd's headlines, and I would say this if he was sitting next to me, were a little lazy today, too.
Ooh.
Like a rock in a hard place? I don't know. I think Todd is, the reason I say it is I think Todd is more creative than that. I think he's actually much better than that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
But calling them rock headlines is pretty cool. Is that, I don't know, is that lazy or is that too easy?
Yeah, I saw how you changed that one letter. That was really good.
But we've already said we don't like mock and rock, and then you took mock
but
and
today
Chris
you
Rock.
Have to call the, but today you have to call them rock headlines.
Al like in Atlanta. Al in Atlanta. If you're in studio, then you get to have more airtime. You're joining us Zoom. You could smack
Seton. Yeah, I'll be quiet now.
You can smack Seton. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. Best and worst of the weekend.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Al.
Best of the weekend was turning on the Oscars and finding out that they have live audio description for the visually impaired. As someone who recently lost their eyesight, that was a great way to still enjoy all of the action. Sadly, it was muted during the slap. Don't know what she was saying.
Mm.
Worst of the weekend was the overreaction by Will Smith. He could have gotten the same point across by just yelling from his seat and replacing the four-letter word with the one that begins with a D, and everybody would have been happier. It would have been a way better scene.
Well, who knows what he's processing at the time. Thank you, Al. And, you know, we just talked to Nichelle Turner and Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight, and Nichelle did an interview with Will. And, you know, he was taking hold of this protecting women, you know, black women. And, you know, that was the role that he had in the movie. That's why he won the Academy Award, and maybe just took that to heart. It was just, it was strange to see him laughing and then realizing that his wife wasn't laughing. But, you know, you're in the crowd with Chris Rock, you're going to laugh. And then you look up and you're laughing, and then you turn to your wife because she's the one who's the butt of the joke, and you realize she ain't laughing. Yeah, see.
But I don't understand that transition from, like, laughing time, I'm going to go smack this guy. And yeah. It was about that fast.
I was amazed.
How do you switch gears that fast from being, like, not even taking 10 seconds to be like, wait a minute, I don't know if this is actually funny. He just went from laughing to 5 seconds later walking up on stage and hitting the dude.
But that's acting. I'm going to act like this is funny. Now I'm going to act like I'm going to kick your butt. Or maybe that was just real. All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Last call for phone calls. Final results of the poll questions. Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, we went wire to wire with who your favorite is now out of the Final Four. And I don't know if people believe Duke will win or they want Duke to win, but they are still the favorite.
Okay. I would like to see Duke play for the national title, selfishly. But if it's Kansas and it's North Carolina or it's Villanova, I'm not going to get cheated. I just think Coach K going out that way, you'd hope that he'd be able to go out that way. I think a lot of people probably filled out their brackets thinking that way in a sentimental way. They're a good team. But it feels like they're a different team than I saw earlier this year. And maybe it's just that maturation process. Takes time. The enormity of you're going to be the last team that he coaches. You got to win a championship. And I thought that the moment was too big for them when he lost that game at North Carolina, Cameron Indoor. But these moments, now these are the ones you'd think would be bigger and too big for him. But they've stepped up, final 5 minutes of their games. And that's when you're going to see where a team has it or doesn't have it. You know, that do you have that leadership? Do you have that guy, that step-up guy? And they've certainly shown that. All right, let's see. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Dan.
Nick.
I did some research this weekend, and I found a poem written by Father Francis Eder. He ran St. Peter's over there in New Jersey for a while, and he wrote the following limerick about St. Peter's basketball, and I wanted just to read it off. It's called March Madness. There once was a baller from St. Peter's. They measured his peacock in meters. He got with a cheerleader, now he does pleaser, and all this the first day he after.
Thank you, Nick. Nice job. Stay classy, Nick. You're making Fritzy look good. Jeff in Detroit follows that. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Wow, really? Coming from behind that, man. Listen, first of all, Ty Fritz, let's get Michelle Turner as a permanent guest. Let's put the four words in front of her name. Friend of the show. That she was outstanding. Listen, two best, no worse. First best is going to be shout out from your man, Tilly in Bloomington. He said that the city is abuzz with Matt Ryan being there and doing and possibly bringing them the Super Bowl that they really, 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 really so longing for. Second best, I know how you guys love giving shout outs on birthdays. Today is my mom's 87th birthday. She still drives and she loves the show. She still gets on me because you guys mess my speech up. Every time somebody says who, I say, ooh. You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, Jeff. Happy birthday to your mom. Ryan in Honolulu.
Oh,
Hi, Ryan. What do you have?
Hey, Dan. I got some Moscow's headlines for you.
Okay.
Moscow's. I agree.
No, I got the Moscow's.
Moscow's. There we go.
Okay.
I agree with Seton. Fritzy could have at least gone with Chris Rock and a hard slap.
Okay. In a hard place. Okay.
Let's go with some Moscow's here. Will Smith throwing Jada makers. Where were the men in black? Security didn't remember.
All right.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Getting slappy with it.
Okay, getting jiggy with it, getting slappy with it. Fritzy feels pretty good today, I think, even though Fritzy's weren't very good. All right, Ryan, one more.
I got a NCAA one, too.
Okay.
North Carolina scores 69. Really screws St. Peter's.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, when you're going bad, you go blue. Fritzy's done it before. Caroline.
You sure have.
You go bad, you go blue.
Desperation.
It doesn't end well.
Travis in Green Bay. Hi, Travis. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Calling with two bests of the weekend.
All right.
And then I've got a mock headline song.
Oh, okay.
So best of the weekend, St. Peter's upsetting. That was just a great game Friday. And also got my son signed up. He's 4 for his first flag football league.
Nice.
Excited for that. someone took my song earlier. I was planning on doing M-O-C-K in the USA. Mm. But I did write a stanza for the first part. I could share that with you if you're all right with that.
I think we're good there, Travis. Thank you. I think we're good.
He was treading water.
I know he was. I know.
Yeah, we're good.
Like sometimes you just, you know, you can sense that maybe I need to pull the plug.
Just sometimes, punch out.
Well, you know, sometimes you just tap out. You're just like, okay, all right, I give. Wish Todd would take that hint.
Okay.
All right. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Yeah, 1963, the New York Jets became the New York Jets. They used to be the New York Titans. I kind of like Titans better.
Mm.
I wonder why they went to the Jets.
Mm.
Airport stuff?
Mm.
They're out by the airport.
Mm.
I like New York Titans. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one every year. 2002, Greco-Roman wrestler, Olympic champion Rulon Gardner, had his middle toe and his right foot amputated due to frostbite. He had been stranded for a couple nights in Wyoming in the freezing cold. I think the middle toe, is that the one you do or don't want to lose?
Well, you don't want to lose the big toe.
Right. That's off the board.
Yeah.
And people say the pinky is underrated for stability.
Mm.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Okay. Thank you. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You know, the Jets used to play at Shea Stadium. So maybe because they're out there and that's LaGuardia and just the proximity of LaGuardia and Shea Stadium, maybe. When I used to go out there and cover the Mets, and you couldn't do an interview on the field without a Jet going over, and then you'd have to stomp, and then you'd try it again. A mess. Nobody cares. All right. They don't. Todd, what'd you learn today?
A playful joke about your wife is only funny if your wife allows you to laugh at it.
Seton O'Connor.
Will Smith. What's going on?
Marv Prince.
They're still looking for Chris Rock.
Paulie?
Wilmer Valderrama never gets away with that.
What we learned brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. This six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades. And Dollar Shave Club has everything you need for that smooth shave. Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out the show, and we all have different ideas about success. Also, we achieve it at different times in different ways. If you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios, your retirement accounts. Because retirement is a big deal, huge step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. And don't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have been helping clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understanding the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the beginning, because as a client, You also have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC, NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.